Hey, Mark, come on over.
Mark and Mac.
Mark and Luke and John.
Go.
We got Mac McGarry here.
Hello,
Big
Eddie.
Mac.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Mac. It's been real. It's been fun for many, many years working adjacent to you and around you and with you.
I really don't know what to say. It's not like you're making a confession. Say five Our Fathers and five Hail Marys make a good act of contrition.
I always said you should have been a priest, kid.
And now with this management,
we're going to send you off to Boys Town, McGarry. You can do things
now
out
we're
there.
Back to the Catholic Standard commercial.
That's right, yeah.
You heard that, yeah. Without a radio.
The high school scene
somebody
is
somebody up there knows
that's
them.
The way those folks were.
I know.
Eddie, it has been great. We'll see you soon. Next week, as a matter of fact.
Next week.
I know where you're going.
Yes, all right. We hope. Well, it's no secret.
Well, Wood and I will be here holding each other up. My
Mac and Booth and Leonard Booth.
You sit on my lap, baby.
The Booth twins.
You know, Mac and I may end up being the world's last staff announcers. Did you ever stop and think about
Kennedy
that?
Kennedy Lovelum was the only one to live long enough to retire.
The only announcer we know that ever retired was Kennedy Lovelum with dignity. Right. Announcers either are found dead in motel rooms or
trains or outside Buffalo.
That's terrible. Turn toward Graham McNamee and say you're sorry.
All I know is a lady just called and said, play Misty for me.
Oh, no, lady.
Bill Trumbull did call, by the way.
Who's he?
He wants his old young.
Oh, right. Sit down, Mark.
Yes, would you hold my cello for a minute? I have the new man here that replaces you on Monday. And
Matthew Russell.
Yeah, this is Matthew Russell. He's going to say something right now. Go ahead.
The best man in the Washington area bought a new Dodge from his name, Clyde Rumsfeld.